I'm just going crazy. And you know what? That's okay because we've got somebody that's on the hotline right now that's even crazier than I am. And Dusky, how you doing, buddy?
Could you please put your clothes on and get out of my apartment? Sorry. There's just, you never know what's going on in this house. And it's been crazy. It's been a crazy week. How are you guys doing?
Not too bad. So I woke up today and jumped on Facebook, and I was bombarded with notifications of a certain show that Sweet Truth Records is putting on.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, I have a pretty good relationship with those folks over at House of Blues, and played the room a couple times, and they were nice enough to say, "Do you want to play a show?" And I was like, "No, I don't." that's a really big room. And they said, "Well, what do you want to do?" And I said, "I want to invite a bunch of my friends to play, and I'll play some songs too." And they said, "Sure." Surprisingly, and here we are. So it's kind of exciting. It's not every day House of Blues will say, "Hey, local bands, come play a big show for us." So.
And so, when is the show?
It's December 26th. It's the Thursday after Christmas. It's the day after Christmas, so you have a good excuse to get out of the house and get away from your family. Or if you like certain family members, you can bring them with you. And
even if you don't like them, bring them.
By the time the day after Christmas hits, I'm ready to go out. I don't know about anybody else, but I have just absolutely had it with the commercialization of the birth of our Lord and Savior. I don't know about you, but it just gets out of hand after a while. So. Especially that Chipmunks Christmas song. That one drives me crazy.
you know, one of my favorites, Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer.
You were so sadistic. What is wrong with you?
I played that song on repeat as I was growing up. I had a 45 of it.
Oh, is Jenna still in there? Is she going to play any more songs tonight or no?
No, I'm done playing. I'm just here
listening.
Oh,
she's still there.
She's still here.
I was going to come down, but I didn't want to distract you while you're playing, you know?
Oh, obviously. You should have come down.
Yeah, well, you sounded great, by the way.
Thanks, Rob. Yeah. Coming from you, that means a lot.
You sounded really, really good. I think you should do more acoustic stuff. I mean, I love the band stuff, too, but every time I hear you acoustic, I'm just like, you know what? I could chill to this all day.
Well, Rob, if you're not doing anything next weekend, she'll be in Japan.
Yeah, well, konnichiwa. Let me just, you know, one flight to Okinawa, one way, thanks. All right, yeah, I'll be there.
So the show that you've got come on 26th, who do you have playing that show?
We have a really awesome lineup. We have some really notorious Cleveland bands and some bands that you might have not heard of and some friends of mine that I play shows with in Columbus, and we have Brent Kirby, myself, the Hedgehog's Dilemma, Jason Patrick Meyer's band, Ray Flanagan and the Authorities, Dan Maraldi and the Albino Winos, Brian Douglas Day, who I actually went to high school with, who's a really nice guy, and he has a very successful solo career in Columbus, and he and I went on a tour last year to like Wyoming and stuff, and it was a great time. So I was like, "Hey, what are you doing?" He's like, "Nothing." So he's going to come up and play some songs. He and I went to the same high school together, so of course I never spoke to him in high school, but once we started playing music after school, we started talking more. And then Erica Blinn as well, another Columbus staple. So it's neat to see a little more regional action going on this year as opposed to all local last year.
So, and are you kind of keeping the same format as the Sweet Truth Showcase from last year where their bands are only playing a short set? Or working with that?
It's really all about keeping people interested and introducing people to new things they wouldn't hear normally. I mean, you can bring your friends out to your shows, you can have your fans come to your shows, but half the time they're not really going to listen to the other bands, nor are they going to show up for the other bands. What was special about our show last year is I think pretty much everyone came by the end of the first act, at least, And then we had like 9 more last year, and everyone stayed until the last act. And then this year we have eight people singing, eight music acts playing. And it's just a nice way to introduce yourself to people that wouldn't hear you, or, you know, just to really embrace something that you're not used to. People go, how did you pick this? Well, how did you pick these acts to come play it? And I just said, you know, send a press kit and we'll listen to it. And I just really wanted serious musicians, great songwriters, great acts, people that harmonize, people that really work at it and have a good work ethic. And also, they couldn't be a jerk. That was a big deal. So if you're good at
you're playing the show,
call me. We'll set up a show. What'd you say?
We're talking behind your back on the radio
in front of your
back.
Oh, yeah. Well,
isn't
that's
that
real
great?
Productive. Isn't Maybe that... you guys should do like a radio show about that sometime and then have them call in. Yeah.
You know what? We should. What I'd love to do is actually have a radio show about the importance of not being a jerk. I'm not even kidding. Because we were actually talking about this off the air about, you know, I mean, look, we're running a radio show, and we have a lot of great talent here in town. And sometimes, I got to be honest, a lot of it comes down to communication as far as how successful you are. And if you're just not a jerk, it really goes a long way.
Yeah, and it's so easy to come off as ingenuine via textualization. I just invented that word, textualization. When you're texting somebody or emailing somebody something, you want it to come off as professional, but you really, there's an inflection lost and you know, talking to somebody on the phone about what you want and what you are all about is very important still, I think, or in person.
So the Sweet Truth Records and How Not to Be a Jerk seminar, it will be conducted on
that'll be in the Cambridge room while the show's going on in the concert hall.
Can we have examples? What I'd love to do is like just get a real jerk and then get a guy who's just overly nice and just put them together in a cage for like 10 minutes and see what happens.
See, this is how fake I am, because in the public eye, like in a public format as we are in right now on radio, I'm speaking as professional as possible. But really, if you look on my laptop right now, I have More Ridiculous Indie Rock Photos, which just makes fun of indie bands' press photos.
I actually saw that. I don't know. I saw that last week somewhere. It might be the same thing.
So Rob, is Jason's latest promo shot on that site?
No, it's not.
He set you up perfectly for that. Seriously, and I promised people you were going to make fun of me today.
I can't say any. Well, all right, fine. You guys want me to be? If you guys want me to be mean, I'll mean.
Okay,
I'll be mean because. Basically, I've listened to your show for the last hour and 10 minutes, and every time my name was mentioned, it was like, oh, here comes that rascal. Oh, here comes that smart aleck. Like, oh, he's the worst. Blah, 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 blah. Okay, fine. You suck, and you suck, and I'm better than both of you. How's that?
You're a jerk.
Hey, Rob.
And Jenna, you're just fine. You're
Thanks,
great.
Rob.
Okay, Rob, good. Thank you. Thank you.
No, thanks so much for having me on the show, guys, and I wish you nothing but success on your Blizzard Bash. I'm gonna come to it, and then after that, we'll start promoting Sweet Truth Fest. So
once again, tell us about the show, when it is, where it is.
Oh, the other thing I didn't mention, I don't know the last time any of you went to a House of Blues show that was $10, but this show is $10, and you get to see 8 acts, and that's pretty awesome. And the doors are at 7, the day after Christmas. I really, really recommend coming to it if you want to see some premier, hardworking musicians in town.
And it is on it is in the concert hall.
It is in the main room, correct.
So,
and are there any like restrictions on wearing mistletoe or like anything on the hat? I mean, is everything that's good?
Christmas will be over. We will be going full on into New Year's mode.
Okay.
They didn't know what year we're going into next year. Is it like the year of the rat or the boar or anything? Or is it the year of JasonPatrickMyers.com? Is it? I don't know what year it is. You follow the Chinese zodiac at all?
You know, none of us do.
Yeah,
I think
not.
That's a big zero.
Yeah, no. Sorry. No. Sorry, Rob.
Well, we can just make it up if we need to. We'll figure it out.
Hey, sure. Rob, where can people go to find out more info about the show?
You can go to facebook.com/sweettruthrecords. You can also go to, I actually just updated my own website today, robdusky.com. I'm sure there'll be more stuff on it in the future. But basically, just hit me up on Facebook or hit up Sweet Truth Records on Facebook, and we'll tell you all about it.
Very cool. Well, thank you very much for calling in. And we got a special surprise for you.
I'm really scared right now.
it's okay. It's okay. You should be used to this from us by now.
Oh, I know what this is. Never mind. Go ahead.
So,
I think I know what it is, but anyway, go ahead.
Thank you for calling in, and we'll be talking to you more soon. And well, right now we've got Rob Dusky and the Rounders used to it on Neo Rocks.
I've been down, down to your old house, walked over every single inch of property. I went down, down to the highway, watched every face drive by between the earth and sky. And I went down.